Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Can you imagine eventually living in a post-technology era? Today it seems like new technology will go on forever, but what if it didn't? What if there was an era beyond technology? Information on UAP, that's unidentified anomalous phenomena, suggests that our universe is home to other more advanced civilizations than our own. If this is true, perhaps these civilizations have gone through technological development similar to what we're going through now. To them, our current technological era might seem basic, even primitive, but something required at the very early stages of a species' development, something they've already been through. Living in a physical environment like ours requires knowledge of how to avoid pain and suffering and to make physical work easier. But once achieved, how do we move out of that technological era? Perhaps this will take us hundreds of thousands of years to accomplish, the crucial point being whether we use technology to improve our physical environment or weaponize the technology causing our own extinction. According to Wikipedia, 99% of all species that have ever lived on Earth are now extinct. Doesn't sound like our chances are really that great. Can we be smart enough to get through this era of technology safely? What if we reached a point in our evolution where we lived in a world of total physical abundance? Just imagine if you wanted 3 cars, you could have them. Or if you wanted to eat caviar every day for the rest of your life, no problem. How would this change our worldview? But if you could have 100 pairs of the newest, latest sneakers at the snap of a finger, would you then want only 1 or 2 pair because the rest would be pure clutter? Can't we see this in our culture even now? The internet is filled with videos on how to declutter your house, and renting storage units for people's extra stuff is big business. Photos of the fanciest penthouse apartments in Manhattan show living rooms and kitchens with minimal appliances and furniture, all considered to be the height of fashion. We aren't at a place of abundance, especially in third world countries, where people don't have enough food, clean water, and shelter. But what if the whole world got to the point where everyone's physical needs were met? Enter the era of post-technology. Enter the era where material possessions become basic maintenance. Enter a time when enough is a feast. Although this sounds enormously futuristic, with the advent of AI, we're looking at people working fewer hours, jobs being eliminated, and a possible basic annual income for everyone. If we could no longer achieve satisfaction through material success, what would we do? Many people already feel they have enough material things. I don't mean rich people. I mean ordinary people. People who already live in their own post-technology world. They still appreciate the wonderful things technology continues to provide, but they've moved on to explore that post-technological world, the world beyond things. They're free to explore the entire universe because they're no longer satisfied with sitting around rearranging their stuff. Recently, I came across a quote I can't seem to get out of my head. "You never get enough of what you don't need." I think about this when I can't stop eating another bite from that carton of ice cream. Makes me wonder, in an era of post-technology, what will we need to make our lives amazing and far beyond anything we can imagine now? For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.